Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, look who's here, Suzanne.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the unexpected Sunday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to have you all with us. Our Facebookers, yay! All of our regulars are getting comfortable. We have some new faces who are joining us. Very happy to have you with us. And, of course, blog talkers. We are most delighted to have you in our midst. Yes, we are. So please don't hesitate to get in the queue. It's already lining up, is it not, Jimbo?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Filling up.
Let's all remember I'm using ordinary playing cards. I mean, I could deal out poker right now with these cards. But instead, I think we'll read them by the personal prophecy method. It's important to make this distinction because so many misunderstand that this is not tarot, not oracle cards, and not any of other system that is out there. This is personal prophecy. It pretty much stands on its own, highly literal, very dynamic, and in so many ways, these cards help you to manifest the type of future you would like to create for yourself. Oh, yeah, all that. So now I also want to mention that I'm going to use a full 24-card reading layout. A lot of people, if for the sake of, you know, saving time, they'll go and just deal out a few. Me, I prefer to see the entire layout, which I sometimes call the whole nine yards, the whole enchilada, the playing field of your life, etc. And I prefer to do it that way. It's the same layout that I use in my private sessions, except in private, we lay them out repeatedly during your reading. So with that said, I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also, I want to remind all the folks in the radio land and the Facebook land, if you are international, let us know. We shall give you live international shout-outs. Like, let's start off. We have Laura in Canada. I believe Michelle is also in the UK.
I think
Suzanne is also in Scotland.
Yeah,
yeah, baby. And,
bless you.
I believe that is all our international folks right now.
All right.
All right. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in and get your reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait. And that is a true statement. You'll hear the show.
Yeah, I'm loving all the new people tonight. Thank you, everybody. But, of course, our regulars, you know, this is like, what is the name of that bar in Cheers? That TV show.
It was called Cheers, wasn't it?
I thought it, maybe, I guess it was. But, you know, all the regulars that would come kind of just staggered
out, maybe.
They would stagger out. But all of those that would wander in night after night, pretty soon it's like you're home. Yeah. So I feel like those of you that hit us up every night for the show, you're home. All right. Okay, did you finish your...
Oh, didn't come close.
Well, then go. Go down. Go.
Yes. All right. I'll start it from the top. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your reading. Listen to the show while you wait. You'll hear, and you will hear the show while you wait. If you don't, something's wrong, hang up, call back. That's the rule of thumb. Silence, not yet on the Psychic Love Doctor show through Blog Talk.
Yeah, that show.
Now...
Yeah.
Facebookers, we will do our best to turn to you folks when we can, get you some reading time for the international folks that can't call in because they're not filthy rich and have international calling plans. So we'll do what we can do to get to you folks. Just we can't give you a time frame. You know, you guys know. The ones that are regulars know it is what it is when we do it. You just have to stand by, and when we open the floor, we'll make it super clear, and then it will be a messenger call to Deborah Lee, audio or video, whatever you desire. International shout-out to Rachel.
It's Australia's in the
Australia,
house.
Australia, land down under on the other side of the world. Either way, no matter what, you hear the harps. Angels play harps, so when you hear that, think of angels, because you're going to get an angel card, but in order to get that angel card, your reading's got to come to an end. So it's over. Stand by. Don't hang up. Because I'm going to give you a quickie angel card, and it's the originated ones we use. You will get a message from an archangel in there. Lots of archangels, lots of messages.
And remember.
Lots and lots.
Remember, you're getting a taste of what I do. Okay? So we can't go in depth.
No, it's free reading.
Right. This is just to, if, you know, like
you don't get free houses. You don't get free cars. And
no.
I didn't get a free, full, in-depth, personal one-on-one reading either, right?
But if you go to a, say, grocery store, you go to the warehouse, what do they call those, like Costco?
The wholesale places.
They're
yeah.
going to give you a sample.
You got the sample, folks, out.
Of drink or food.
Or whatever, yeah.
They're not going to hand you the whole tray, you know.
Nope.
So just remember that. And what day is it today?
Today's Sunday.
No.
It's not a day of happiness. I wasn't really going to talk about it.
It's not? What? What holiday? Not holiday, but a day of distinction is this.
It's Balloons to Heaven Day, American Family Day, and Farmer Appreciation Day. There you go.
And it looked like International Friendship Day.
There was, wasn't it? Where is
it? Yeah, right at the top.
American Family Day.
Oh, National
root beer float. A lot of most of these are national things. It's just we can't. Some of the international stuff. That means the world is kind of unofficially adopted that day. There's not a lot of those, but they come from time to time.
Yes, you were right. This is not a happy day, Jim. Or is it a happy day?
It's the day they
dropped the bomb.
Big
one.
Right.
Oppenheimer's.
I don't think that's a happy day, Bob and Mom. I mean, it had to, things have to get done, but that doesn't make them happiness.
No.
Right? There's historical. That is a fact. It is historical. That is a fact.
Well, yeah. And like you said, Jim, they just wouldn't come around.
Nope. I don't hang my head in shame. So it is what it is.
I wasn't there, so I don't consider myself responsible.
You know what?
Don't
start a goddamn war. Then you wouldn't have bombs dropped on you. That's a pretty simple thing not to do. But very simple. Don't bomb our shit, okay? And then we won't bomb your shit eventually.
Did it actually begin with a Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
That was the beginning. But wasn't there a beginning before the beginning?
Well, there was a lot of political and conflicts and embargoes and stuff that led up to all the tension. But that was the actual first strike.
Yeah.
That is what it is. All right. Yeah, it's definitely a historical day, and that world has never been the same. So it would have, and you know what, it wouldn't have been us, it would have been one of the other countries that were trying to race and develop it to. Don't let anybody kid themselves. Germany surrendered, they didn't get there. Japan had a ways to go, but if they would have had time, believe me, they would have got the bomb. They'd have dropped it on our ass in a heartbeat, so don't ever anybody think that would have been any different.
Rachel and Catherine are both putting up lyrics. I think it's from the Men at Work song.
I don't see a thing.
Catherine said she said that about the bar. And then Rachel said she came from a land down under where women glow and men plunder.
I don't see it. I don't see that here.
Can't you hear the thunder?
I'm not seeing any of that shit.
Hey, Rachel, is that Vegemite stuff good? I had a guy that was a friend of mine for years ago, and he said, I'd send it to you, but you'd hate it. So do you ever eat
it? And shout out to Virgil. Once again, Virgil.
Virgil.
Jim Shade don't give a shit.
What?
He said the women's national team are out. It's a women's soccer team. That's like saying, the United States 7-year-old checkers team lost. I don't care about them equally. Don't care. Doesn't matter. Just because there's a U.S. on it doesn't mean I, like, follow that sport to the death. I'm not going to follow women's soccer ever.
What
if they were running, if they were hot and they were out there playing naked, I'd be watching every damn show. But they're not.
Once you've seen one naked woman, you've seen them all.
Doesn't mean I can't keep watching. Like, that Olympic beach volleyball is some pretty good stuff to watch.
Okay.
That's some good stuff. All right?
So
they wear the smallest of the bikinis.
The women got kicked out, right?
Yeah, they didn't win. You got to win.
Nope.
It's the name of the game. Lose and go home.
And that's a good song. Everybody hurts sometimes. Don't we all, right? Well, these cards are cooking. I think we should get busy. Are you done?
I've been done, Deb.
He's been done.
I've been done with my spiel. As soon as I talk about these cards, my part is done. I'm ready to roll into the readings. And I did talk about these angel cards. Okay. In that case, we're going to area code 205, Alabama 205. Welcome to the show. You're the first caller.
Well, hello there. Glad to have you with us.
Pump up the volume.
Thank you both for taking my call. I wanted to ask about a relationship. There is a gentleman who I met about 3 weeks ago, and his initial is SB, as in boy, and he's very interesting to me. I want to know what you see around a possible life partner relationship.
Sure. These cards are awesome at matters of art. They really are. They just really get that vibe. What is your first name again, hon? I don't think you actually said it.
Patricia.
Oh, Patricia.
Patricia, she was here last night.
Yeah.
Or Friday.
Yes.
Yes. I recognize the area code in the place because we don't have a lot of 205 area codes calling us.
Yes.
So that's cool. So you're actually in, are you actually in Alabama, or is that just an area code that is, you know, you get an area code on your cell phone and then it stays with you forever?
I'm actually in Alabama. Yes.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
How's your weather?
Yeah, you've been getting some pretty hot stuff down there.
Pretty hot stuff for this time of the year. We got a lot of rain. We welcome that because it tends to cool it down, but on the other hand, it makes that humidity more
sticky.
That's
the bad thing about that rain.
Yeah.
As soon as the rain passes and the sun comes back out, damn, it's going to be a sauna out there. Yes, it is.
Yes.
And all that rain and sun, the grass is just growing like it's on drugs.
Oh, yes.
All right, go ahead, Deb.
SB is very much interested, but they are not a shaker and a mover. They go slowly. So, but there is definitely interest there. And I think that this individual fears rejection is what I'm getting. And doesn't want to make a move unless there's a sense of confidence and security about that. You know, it's funny. Like men can go out and slay dragons and, you know, wrestle with grizzly bears.
What are you, Ellie Mae? Wrestle.
Wrestle them up. Yeah, but the thing is, when it comes to their ticker, you know, what's going on inside their heart, it's like it scares the heck out of them, I guess, because emotions. Yeah, emotions. Where we women, we are pretty transparent
emotions,
with our emotions. You know, we kind of wear them on our sleeve. Don't normally run. I mean, we know about each other as far as our gender. When we love somebody, we'll walk through fire for that person. You know, love to us is a strength. And I think a lot of men think of it as a weakness. And their peer group, you know, it generates that, telling them they're whipped and whatever. You guys make fun of each other.
Depends on how they act.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of these guys totally change their lifestyle. It's like, come on, dude. No, you got to be who you are.
Yeah, that's true.
Be who you are.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. Anyway, for you, yes, this would be a good match for you. I also feel that this is going to lead in that direction. At least that's the potential right now, is that it's going to lead in the direction of it could be a very loving and solid marriage. There is marriage highlighted in your future. And, you know, these days people are kind of funny about marriage. They think, well, the young people tell me it's obsolete, that we just need to have 5-year renegotiable contracts, you know, like we're sitting down to discuss a merger, that kind of thing. And I don't know. Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I know I said the initial, but I did want to say the name because I think he has a beautiful name. So it's Sydney. And, I feel a lot around him. Beautiful and pure and so wise, old wise man.
Yeah.
But I'm actually, yeah.
Well, I think he's very sensitive at heart. I think he's a wonderful, loyal partner, but he's been hurt deeply in the past. So that it's important for him to work on healing from that. You know, it'd be awful for him to carry that torch. It's over. It ended when there's somebody like you standing there in front of him who can share a fantastic life with him. So I think he's going to make you proud. But just remember, in the beginning here, he's shy. He isn't sure how to approach you, but he wants to.
Okay. Yes, all of that is so true.
Well, I can't wait till the two of you get closer together and you call us up and you, you know, bring us up to date on that. I would love to hear it.
I sure will. Thank you both so much. Many blessings.
And before you depart, we have an angel card reading for you. And these are our old school, the one and onlys we had for the longest time, but now they share time. Healthy lifestyle is the subject, and it is from Archangel Raphael. Eat a healthful diet, get adequate sleep, and exercise regularly for optimal health. So I guess this is Dr. Dudley Do-Right, Archangel here, Raphael. You know, but you know what? If only I did that, you know.
All of us.
I do good with the sleep.
That resonates. Oh, wow. I mean, yeah, definitely. Thank you
much. Well, Patricia, you are just lovely, and we're so glad you called us.
Absolutely,
back.
Yeah. Call us again and again, and we will do more shows throughout the week.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you both so much.
I love you both, and many blessings. You as well. Have a great rest of the day.
Yep, no problem. Sweet home Alabama. Boom. Yep.
Who sang that?
That was Leonard Skinner, right?
That's right. I believe it was right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah.
Hi, Cho.
International shout out to Cho in the UK.
Yes.
I would try Vegemite. I would not try any shit made in this country. I would only want it from there.
They say it's really salty.
I would only want it from Australia, and the Australians would say this is quality stuff. So I would want their backing.
But Spam is really salty.
Yeah, it's part of the packaging preservation stuff. I mean, yeah, it's amazing how that they've just adopted that stuff in Hawaii. You know.
I know, and they make all kinds of hamburgers.
I will tell you. There are a lot of different, you should see how many different Spam varieties there are flavor-wise and stuff.
It's unbelievable.
And I will tell you also, if you're camping, that's easy to pack those. They preserve well. And if you slice them and grill them on fire, which you're going to be camping, they taste pretty good off the fire, being cooked on a fire.
That is funny. Sammy, here on Facebook, where they're watching and chatting, on the Psychic Love Dr. Show page, they're talking about Vegemite in Australia.
I understood.
And she made a cute comment. She says, I feel like it tastes like spreadable bouillon. You know, like chicken bouillon.
Is there another kind of bouillon?
beef bouillon, vegetable bouillon.
It's like a soup base, basically. Okay, I just
it is salty. Yeah.
Vegemite?
Well, people say that, but Rachel swears by it.
I'm just saying. Okay, like I said, I would only want
to try it there.
Australian made, and I would want it Australian approved too. You know, because every country can make crappy stuff of anything. I would want the good stuff that the Aussies say that's the good stuff. Then I would try it.
And I would love to find a really good hot dog in the world. Seriously.
We have them all the time.
Well, I would like to see what they're putting out. Like Germany has great sausages.
Great sausages, but I don't know if they really are freaky about just a plain old hot dog over there.
I don't know. I don't necessarily want it a plain old. I want to see what these countries put out.
Then it wouldn't almost be a hot dog. I'm saying a hot dog is a very standard thing. And I don't know that a lot of countries give two shits about a hot dog like we do. I'm not saying they don't have it. I'm not saying we're kind of obsessed in this country. There are a lot of different companies that compete. I mean, you got some good stuff. What we have noticed is the all beefs are usually the best.
Yeah, when we go up to Busch Gardens in Williamsburg, Virginia, it is Busch Gardens Europe. And we have, what is it, England, France.
Yeah, they got all the countries represented there in their
food.
Sort of their flair. Yeah. Yeah, well, the German one's pretty good. They have that sausage sampler platter, and you get the red cabbage and the sauerkraut. The German potato salad, too, is good.
Oh, yes.
And they give you, like, you get the big one, you get, like, three different sausages. It's pretty good. Or you can get a Reuben that's like, damn. You know, that Reuben, you've seen that Reuben. I never get the Reuben because I don't think I can eat it. And it's not like you can pack leftovers away when you're walking around there.
I think it's Ireland that has the pork loin, which is awesome.
They have good, that one is, and they, you can get some good, like, Irish stew in, like, in a bread bowl, too.
Yes,
but it's a bread bowl.
But
it's like, you know, typically it's 9,000 degrees there. It's summertime, and you don't want to eat all that big, heavy food, because then you're like, I got to go walk around now in 95-degree temperature. That's hard. It's tough.
You can get a ticket there where they will feed you a meal every 90 minutes.
Yes. We did that once. Remember how many we have? Three?
I think we could only do three.
Yeah, three, and we were there for like 6 hours.
But we just couldn't.
The last one wasn't even for like comfort or pleasure. It was like, we're going to try that third one because we paid for it.
But you're right. The Germany one was good with the sauerkraut.
And the nice thing, we're like, what are you talking about, Busch Gardens? Anyway, what is it like? What kind of park is it? Amusement park, entertainment park? It's not just amusement. There's a lot of shows and stuff there and stuff. Rides too, but you're outdoor 99% of the time. You're out in the heat, beating feet. So that one thing about that Germany one is they literally have a giant,
the fest house,
giant like you would see in Germany, a big house, big one of those big large freaking halls, and it's so cool and you're out of the sun there. It's almost hard not to go in there and get some beer and food
when you first walk in, and then we'll get back to readings. When you first walk in, you're going to England is the first one, and they have one of England's old-fashioned telephone booths there, remember?
Yeah, I've seen it. Yep.
My sons were like, what is that?
Yeah.
I said, it's a place where you can make a phone call, and they're like, what?
Yeah, well, especially an old one like that, too.
Yeah, they had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Mexico's best. I agree. And they won't bring you your check until you ask for it, because they're going to interrupt your fine meal.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved pico de gallo. Oh, my God. To die for. Yeah. Jim, we're going to have to get you out in the world a little bit. You when the Navy, you visited
about?
The bars, the clubs.
I went, no, we didn't. I didn't do just that. If we were going to be in there for any length of time, we signed up for all the free or like these tours, and they took you out of the most historical places on this planet. No, I went and did tours, too. I've been in freaking Jerusalem. And I said, this could be the building where Jesus had the Last Supper. Could be. It's that old. They weren't sure, but it was around there. See, climbed on the pyramids. I took some pyramid rocks. I have them in storage. I've been in Turkey where there was an ancient Greek city when they were there, when they had taken over Turkey.
What'd you eat?
I mean, a Roman city that was there. I mean, I've been all over the
place. Did you eat?
Turkey, yeah. Turkey went to one of those fine meals where they bring you out and, like, the guys come out and serve you over and over and over all these different things, appetizer around, all this stuff. Oh, yeah. We did well.
Somebody should put together a, like, global food tour.
Well, you can watch all these shows on TV. They're kind of doing it.
And if Anthony
Bourdain, he was doing it.
If he hadn't killed himself.
But he had been around the world on his shows.
He could have maybe. Yeah, I know.
Most of it, if you watch his shows, he was going in all Thailand. He was going to all these places doing stuff. I would like to have some real Thai food. Because the places here, I mean, they're authentic because it's the people from there. But still.
Or real Chinese. Anything real.
The Thai yeah. stuff here, I mean, the people here are from Thailand. So.
Yeah.
As long as there's people working there that don't speak good English and they're from that country, I'm still good with the food, even though it's not on their continent. They're going to make it the way they're supposed to make it.
Challenges them for Thai hot.
No challenge. I just tell them
that's five
the maximum
stars.
Yeah. I don't say you can't hurt me because that would be stupid to go to a Thai restaurant and say that.
Oh, Virgil's saying.
Jesus?
Yeah, that you are, the people in here think you are Jesus.
Jesus Christ. Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was never interested in washing anybody's feet or all that stuff, that symbolic stuff of kinship and nice to mankind. I'm not washing your goddamn feet. Wash your own goddamn feet. I'll give you a bucket of water.
My paternal grandfather's name was Christ. And he was from the old country. Yeah. I think it's back when it was called Macedonia.
I remember when I was a kid, uneducated, and I don't know, a little bit here and there, and I remember all of a sudden there was a baseball player, now I know it was common, this guy's first name was Jesus, and I saw Jesus. How in the heck is there a guy named Jesus playing baseball?
Jesus.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know. I said I was very young yeah. young, watching baseball on TV, and there's Jesus on there. I'm like, whoa, what's this guy? I mean, I know he wasn't Jesus. I wasn't that young. But I'm like, hey, what's he doing with Jesus? Oh, that's like calling yourself God. I thought it was a blasphemy, but I realized it was a pretty common name. Yeah, I didn't know that. I was very young.
Well, and on that note.
On that note, we should take another caller because they are the most patient folks on this planet, I believe. Or maybe they're not. Maybe they're already plotting my demise. They're going to put a hit on me for flapping my gums too much. But be that as it may, area code 203, Connecticut, 203. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, guys. It's Michelle from Georgia.
Didn't we just talk about her recently? We talked about her recently because the other Michelle. Remember we had that conversation Friday or Saturday?
Yeah.
This is the Michelle, the other Michelle, our Michelle. Well, welcome.
Hi.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
Hi.
I did get your message. Was that you?
Gosh, yes,
confused.
Yeah.
Oh. Yes. Yeah, that's it. That's the ticket.
Yeah, I'll get with you on that, okay?
Yeah, and I'll want a reading too, so we can work something out. I'm more flexible. So, in any case, tomorrow starts another week. A lot of up and downs with the job, and I'm still confused, even though I've made great strides.
Yes.
And they've come around and say, we really need you. You're the only one who can do it. Just as you said, it doesn't even matter because they're still fighting me and literally tossing my work. So my question is, you know, is about leaving. Am I going to leave? Should I leave? Is this going to work out?
Okay, boy, this is going to be a juicy one, I think.
That's pretty, sounds like she's at some kind of a decision point, possibly a fork.
Yeah.
You know, different euphemism, not euphemism so much as different, what do you call them, cliches. Oh, she's got a fork in the road, you know.
But
is this true?
What if there's a spoon in the road?
Well, if there's a spoon in the road, I don't think that's going to make you have to decide which way to go. You just walk over the spoon. When there's a fork. You must choose door A or door B. That's when sometimes you can't go back to the other place.
You can't?
I'm saying usually.
Go ahead, hon.
No, and it's true. It's like ultimately, hey, I can stay. I can stay and stay and stay. And will the outcome be as what I think it might be, just as bad as I think it might be? Or will something glorious happen and everything will work out in my favor? And some days it feels that way, like it will. And then the reality comes back, No, it won't. They're literally throwing away my work still. They just don't even understand what I'm doing.
Well, here's what I've got for you. And this is often the way the cards will guide us. Your cards are saying you're going to stay there until you can't stay there anymore. And that's going to be a really, yeah, it's going to be a really ripe opportunity for you where that is when, if when it comes to, say, burning a bridge behind you, you're going to be just fine about it. You will not have any regret. You will go forward with a lot of enthusiasm, confidence, and you'll be very much aware that you are bound for bigger and better things. So right now, it's not saying make a move. They're saying let it come to you, and it will. You're going to realize one day it's like something will suddenly click, and you're going to be sitting there in your workplace and go, I need to not be here anymore. Because you're outgrowing and you have not been valued there. And that's a biggie. You know, sure, we can all go out and shovel manure or do flip burgers or whatever we got to do.
Whatever it takes.
But if you don't feel valued in what you're doing, you know, time to move on. So your destiny is going to call to you, not like call you on the phone, but it might. You could get headhunted. I do see that there are some here that would very much like to get their hands on you as a professional. So, and I feel the money will go up, your own personal esteem will go up, and you will feel happy to go to work every day. You'll be working with a real team, not a bunch of dysfunctional brats, you know what I mean? Where they
exactly.
There's a lot of them out there in the workforce. It sucks when they're all gathered together.
Yes.
If you get one or two dysfunctional people in a big group of people, that's understood. It's going to happen. You get a bunch of them together, that's not good.
No, and it brings everybody down. You know, and you may be the only optimistic person in your group, and you'll reach a point of thinking, why even bother?
Yeah, exactly, right. Or you're like the only one that seems to give a damn. Right.
Yeah, so you'll be heading out.
Yeah.
And if I had to give you a time frame, and remember, you got to take these as being fluid because we are impacted by the decisions and choices others are making around us all the time. But based on where you are right now and the future that lies ahead for you, I'm thinking around the first of the year, if not sooner. Okay.
All right.
And you'll walk out under your own power. Oh, they're going to try and sway you. They will really try to romance you because you are an integral part of that work you do. But you're not appreciated for it, you know?
Yeah.
So,
they literally throw out work.
It's under Sure to Come True, which is a designation I truly love. Absolutely. It's saying you are going to walk forward and literally find yourself like at the end of the rainbow, you know, where the proverbial pot of gold is supposed to be. And you're going to be amazed at how your life will change. And you may ironically look back and think, why did I wait so long? Yeah. But remember, what is it? Retrospect. It's always 2020.
Hindsight is 2020.
Yeah, that's it.
It is. Hindsight is 2020.
And that gives me encouragement.
Well, I'm glad.
Encouragement.
There's
without,
always hope.
Without feeling. Yeah, there's always hope, but, you know, it makes sense, too, that just, you know, the timing will be right. It will be right. It will be right. And there'll be a better job. And just kind of wait for that perfect situation.
Absolutely.
All right, Michelle, here is your angel card reading before we move on. Subject is comfort. And this is from Archangel Azrael. And she says, I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal.
Well, you may as well know this, too. You didn't ask, but new love is coming with that new direction. And, oh, my God, he's going to just love you to death.
Love me like a rock.
Yeah.
love me.
It's like you ordered him from Amazon.
Fine,
and you got him subscribed. Yeah. So,
Amazon. I'm writing that down. Order from Amazon.
That's where you should manifest all the qualities that you would like in a partner.
And it helps if you're a Prime member, so it'll come faster, I suppose,
right?
Yes, yes, indeed.
But we don't want
Amazon Prime member.
Yeah. Oh, bada bing, bada bang. Holy crap, and bada bing.
Well, I can sum it up in a word. It's a prince. I'm looking for my prince. The prince.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, lately, some of the princes that we've seen out in the public eye aren't really catches. So, but, you know.
Well, remember.
But I know what she means.
Remember
but,
the old saying,
yes,
love is blind. And what, like, I have a client, honestly. She's been in love with this guy for 7 years. And they're on and off and up, down, sideways. And her best friend said to her, you know, I've never said this to you before. We'll say Betty. He is not good looking. I don't know what you see in him. And that's the thing. She sees everything in him. But her best friend sees, you know.
It doesn't sound like much of a best friend unless they really are okay to talk with each other like that.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
As long as she wasn't picking.
Best
well, some best friends are think they're best friends and they can't talk about things like that. Real best friends should be able to say shit like that to each other. Yes.
All right. Well,
thank you so much, Michelle.
Yes.
Michelle,
thank you so much.
Who has the Connecticut area code down in the Peach State? Thank you so very much.
Okay, take care, and I'll be in touch with you, okay?
I have been to Georgia a little bit, just near the northern part of Georgia. No, actually, I am a dumbass. It would be the southern part. Where
you've
we're close to the border.
Georgia.
Well, I've driven through it, but I've driven through a lot of places. I don't say, hey, I've been there just because I drove through it or my plane landed there at an airport. I can't, and I'm not claiming that I've been there.
Doesn't Georgia have all of those signs like every mile?
South Carolina.
What's the name of that
Pedro's.
Place? Who?
Pedro's.
Pedro.
That's South Carolina. South Carolina. No,
yeah, that guy wanted so badly to compete with Disneyland.
You could tell, too, when you go there that he banked some bucks.
He tried.
He gave it a shot, and it sounds like it wasn't a bad idea, but he probably didn't have enough backing.
He didn't. And if you read the story, he actually went to Mexico and bought a whole bunch of souvenirs. So when you go there, that's what you're going to see. And fireworks. Everywhere.
Well, that's the whole state, not just there.
Pedro's.
Not
that
just there. They have fireworks all over the place.
That isn't no, that's not.
Yeah, it is.
Is
Pedro's,
it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can Google it because I wouldn't, right now, if you
south speak, of the border.
Yes, there you go.
That,
but,
it was
there was some guy named Pedro, I guess, some of the
yeah,
things.
Pedro
talking, yeah,
Pedro owned it.
Pedro was talking about south of the border. There you go.
Oh, we're going to lose. Who are we going to lose?
Joe's got to go. He's got to get up tomorrow.
Oh, Joe.
He's heading to the coast, he says. So, yeah. So that's cool. He's going to go have some fun. And, you know,
all right.
It's spending the day there, so you don't want to stay up too late because then you get a late start. And that makes nobody happy. Nobody. Go on area code 520. Oh, Lisa.
Well, how are you guys?
I can't wait until it's not Lisa. And they're like, hey, well, it's a matter of time.
We're okay. It's been a hectic, rugged afternoon.
Yeah.
We're okay.
Yeah, I'm still got
okay.
Cobwebs right now.
It's okay. I know. But I'll tell you what. I'll tell you right now. 3 days on, 3 days off. And I guess we're on the off day. I don't know. It started out really nice this morning. It was really nice last night. It was very... It was fun last night. We spent it at my house. We were making dinner like we usually do, and he brought his stuff, you know, these smokes, and then I said, well, you know, secondhand smoke. So he was blowing it in my face, and it was just fun. You know, we were having fun. And then this morning, I thought, well, you know, I don't have to run anywhere, so I'll just relax. And then he pounded on my door. I was just going around the kitchen and stuff. And he comes in and he's being really sweet, really friendly, really sweet face. And then we sat and we were talking and listening to music. Then he brought up this book he was reading and I gave my opinion. And then all of a sudden, and I was making an omelet. He said he wanted to, you know, share in the omelet I was making. And you know, I even had him stir some of the stuff because I was on the computer doing some stuff. And then he grabbed his phone and he said, oh, I have to go call my sister, which he does. He normally calls her every week. And then I said, well, okay, I'm going to put the eggs in the omelet. He said, okay. And then I waited for him an hour, and I said, I texted him. I said, blink if you're still alive. And so he sent me a text. He blinked. He said, I'm blinking. And I said, are you taking a rain check on the omelet? He said, yeah, I'm passing. That has never happened before. And then I said, well, I texted him, I wish you had told me about this. I was really getting pissed.
That is crap, right?
That is good of all, manners.
Isn't that
all,
awful?
That's
he's
all he
never
has
done
that. Awful.
That is awful. All you got to do
so,
is tell and, if you change your mind, tell him
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, that
right
is
away.
Really bad.
That is bullshit. That
and
is
so,
bullshit.
And so then I texted him. I said, well, I wish you had told me before. And he said, oh, okay, I'm going to come over. And I said, no. And he was already at my door, knocking on the door, and he had a plate, and he's serving himself. And I said, you know, I'm really annoyed. And then I said something. I thought he was going to come and sit with me. And he said, well, I'm going to take this back to my place. And I made a motion with my hand like I was seeing him out of my house. And then I went and got ready, and I've been hitting the bars by myself.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm on a devotion. I'm going to do this every day.
You know what? You meet some fun people a lot of times. Depends on where you go. A lot of fun people, and there's nothing wrong with that.
As long as they're not too drunk.
As long as you're not going to the places that are, if you're scared to walk in, you shouldn't go in. That's all. That's a rule of one. Yeah, but if you're not scared to walk in and you roll up to the bar and you sit there, and you meet some really great people to talk to. And the ones you don't want to talk to, you just run away and talk to the other people.
Yeah.
There was a big old giant guy at the counter. I was sitting to the side on the bar stool off away from the bar, and he was, you know, giving me the eyeball. But he had a big old giant gun on his hip, and then he was drinking alcohol, and I thought, oh, no. And you know, so... That was a big mix. But, you know, it was enjoyable. I was listening to the music, and I thought, you know, I'm really going to start doing this. I called some of my friends. I said, what are you guys doing? Who's entertaining? And I thought, you know, I'll just do it. And you know, my policy is just go out on my own, because then if I'm not in a pack, you know, I have more of a chance of meeting people. So, Deb, what do the cards say? Why the hell?
What? Do the damn card say?
Why did he fall off the planet? He's never done anything rude like that. He was very flirty.
Sure?
What the heck?
And the lack of finesse. Oh, my God. What are you, his mother who has some food on the stove? You just cruise in, flips it on a plate and leaves? Come on.
I'll tell you now, there'll be no more meals. It's drying up. The Meals on Wheels program is gone.
Which is funny, because a real normal relationship, the guy would be worried about the poontang drying up and not getting any more of that. But since he hasn't been getting that, so that's not a threat. So now the threat's actual food. You know, a lot of times we'll say, no more nookie for you. Well, that wasn't a thing.
Well, we were doing the edge of Nookieville last night, and
the edge of Nookieville.
What is that?
That should be a soap opera. Welcome to the edge of.
We didn't put the penis in the vagina, but we were there. We were doing it, like, you know, we didn't put the penis in the vagina.
Were you naked?
No, they were 13. They were probably clothed.
Were you dry humping? Is that what we're talking?
Well, not even that close, but we were doing stuff. So, Deb, what did the cards say? What the hell came up that all of a sudden?
Flame doctor.
Was it a night? Was it a their offer, and that's what I even said. I said, you guys got an offer? I said, what's going on?
You know, Lisa, I love you.
Long time.
You have been this, it's like a series that we've been listening to on the radio that is just absolutely entertaining.
Oh, is that like amusement? Is she a clown? Is she here for your is she a clown? Is she here for amusement? Is that her purpose? So she wear clown makeup? Deb, is that what she's here for? Nah, we got to love the Goodfellas reference. But okay, go ahead. Anyway, I understand. You know, yeah, and she's not, people have a lot of things, long-term things that we get entangled in, and we want that to come out good for them, and we're entrapped. We want to know all the time.
I got to ask you. Last night, did you go the farthest that you've gone, say, sexually?
Oh, I don't want details.
You don't have to give us details.
I don't want details because all I can do is laugh at them. So I don't want to hear the details. I'll just laugh.
Well, let me think about it.
Come on, what are you talking about?
It was very sweet.
You know what it feels like?
What does it feel like, Deb? What does it feel like, Deb?
When it's flaccid, it feels like a little mouse in your hand.
When it's flaccid.
When we talk one-on-one, I'll give you all the grimy details, Deb.
Oh, yes.
I'll be at work, so I can't even try to sneak and sneak. I never do anyway. I respect her readings. I stay the hell out of her readings.
He doesn't listen.
We're going to field where there's security is taken very. I respect security, and I look at it the same way. I don't have a need to know.
Well,
NTK,
the reason I'm asking,
I don't have a need to know, so I don't want to know.
I'm feeling a sense of shame through these cards, and that's why I'm wondering if you both took it to such a level that you were like within an inch of actually doing it. Intercourse.
She's going to talk to you about it tomorrow.
Fornication.
She's
going to
talk to you about
it
tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk about
this. She said,
but she wants to know what it
is. Well, he was the one that came pounding on the door this morning. I was just getting along with my life. You know, I was happy. I was happy with my morning. I was happy waking up. I was happy the day had before me.
Yeah.
And then he started pounding on the door, and he came in, and he's touching my shirt that I have on me. He was touching me last night, and this morning he was talking about my shirt, and then, like I told you, I already told you all that stuff. We were listening to music and playing and talking, and then all of a sudden he just picked up after a while, and I said, you know, make this omelet, okay, and then he picked up his phone and said, I'm calling my sister, and I already told you what happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you
say? Well, what I'm seeing is that I think he feels embarrassed. I mean, how far it went. And he just didn't feel like himself today because that might have been a big step for him. But also, right now, he's feeling terrible. He loves you dearly. And he's
like a rock? She loves me like a rock. She loves me, loves me, loves me, loves me.
You know, you can't get water from a rock.
He wants to make up with
you. Nor blood. Go ahead.
Yeah, nor blood.
Listen, Lisa, I think he's kind of a dummy because it's like he lacks some certain important manners and social graces. You know what I mean? So maybe that's his New York or New Jersey upbringing. Who knows? I don't know. But I'm just saying, he feels terrible. He would like to make up with you. But here's the nine of diamonds you've got right here. This card is saying indecision, uncertainty. He doesn't know what to do, how to fix things with you. But I think he should be called out. I think that was terrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
That
no matter who that
bad
is.
Bad manner.
Oh, I'm
anybody.
Not. Hey, I'm not.
That's bad etiquette for
any. Off the hook for that.
Anybody.
No, I'm
yeah.
not letting girls.
Anybody
I've
else
never
bad.
Been. No, God, I wouldn't do that to anyone else. And
you shouldn't
you know,
do that even to a casual friend. That's just bad form.
No, God, no. And I,
right.
you know,
no.
I,
right.
I know
yeah, no,
he was,
yeah.
you know, he had been awake. He said he didn't have a lot of sleep.
It's rude
and he looked like he was really kind of smoking his brains out, you know, which is okay. And I don't know who the farts knows. Who the farts knows? I'm very annoyed. I'm more than annoyed. I'm angry. And I don't know if he thinks
she is
that
full of ire.
He wants to avoid my anger. Maybe that's why he's going to lay low. I made a big deal out of it, though. I play songs, and he knows these songs that I play when I am going out to a club. I play these songs, and I pumped it up in my apartment, and I was getting ready. I was taking a shower, and I was singing, and then
I
slammed the door when I was leaving because
I
wanted to make sure, it was locked, but I was really slamming it to let him know that I'm leaving.
Yes.
And I
left
the porch light on to signify that maybe I won't come home for a few days. I feel like that. I'm thinking, like, where else can I go that I shouldn't even go home?
Not very, very late. Yes, indeed. Yep.
I think you did all the right things.
And you should be angry. I mean, even casual friends don't do that crap to each other. There's no excuse for that.
No.
And you have every right to be pissed. Nobody would ever fault you for that. Well, anything else you see? Because it's kind of like a checkup.
Well, you're going to start meeting people if you go out like that.
And tomorrow you'll further, obviously.
Yeah.
You have your private arrangement tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be very nice for social life for you. But I just wanted you to know he loves you very much. He's feeling bad, really bad about what happened. And
does he even know what he did?
I don't think so. I don't think so, but he knows that he did something to piss you off. He knows that much.
You know, no. I don't defend a lot of actions, but in general, sometimes every woman's different. Sometimes you chicks get pissed off about something we don't really know, but we know you're pissed.
Right.
After you know something along, I was like, I don't know what the hell I did, but whatever I did, it pissed her off, so I'm going to just kind of just walk tiptoe a little bit till I figure out what the hell I did. I don't even remember it, you know, and then go from there.
Well, and a dead
because heaven forbid, you chicks aren't going to come out and just say right away.
No.
You're going to, like, slam doors and I'm not – or are you speaking to me? Yes. And then you'll just say yes, no answers. You'll never actually have a conversation.
I'm fine.
Well, fine is
that's
the best one.
That's a dead giveaway.
Are you mad at me? No. Would I talk about it? No. Everything okay? Everything's fine. It's like, oh, okay, everything's not fine. This is going to be great. That's going to be great. That was a little bit
Jimbo,
of a knowing him. There's a little bit of a defense of knowing him. But he should know better than
what
he did. He should know
be
better
married,
than what no, I'm just saying. Now, he should know better.
I'm not a restaurant.
He should know.
Yeah. I think so.
In this case, he should know what he did. Sometimes we don't because it's really subtle, but this is obvious. I was like, come on, dude. That's crap.
Well,
nobody does that.
Well, he jerked her around
the
omelet.
You don't even do that to a buddy or something. Like, and if you do, you say, hey, you tell them, I can't as soon as I know, and here's why. And it's cool. You don't just do that. It's like, what are you doing?
And you know what? I made it super, super nice and dressed up. I made, like, buffet style guacamole, and then I had the sourdough toast, and I put butter on it, and I made the omelet. It was a pride of, you know, he knows I take pride in my meals. And then he did that? Okay,
yep.
Motherfucker. I'm trying not to cut me a show, Deb. I'm sorry.
Tomorrow's show is the one where it's a bigger deal. Tomorrow's show is the bigger deal. Yes.
Because we'll get our wrists slapped.
Mofro.
Yeah.
All the MFers, you know, if Samuel Jackson called in, he would be able to talk freely on the show. But Mondays, he might get talked to.
No, I won't.
Samuel.
You've
got to drop the MF bomb, Samuel. We would say that, you know.
But you know what? I'm making all these plans in my head because we went in on a cooked chicken. I'm going to let him know. I'm putting your part of the chicken in the middle of where we put things for him to pick up in the middle of the laundry room. I'm going to put that part of his chicken in there. I'll let him know so it doesn't go rotting. But I'm splitting everything.
Well,
no more meals. I'm not doing any more meals.
But you know what? I don't blame you, but you sound like a perfectly normal woman that's pissed off. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what, when you piss a chick off and you deserve it, then you have to accept that kind of shit that's going to come.
You know, the only thing is, though,
you screwed up, dude. You got to suck it up.
I've always held back from that stuff because it falls into the category of tit for tat. And then you started something.
Well, all she's going to do is put his food in the laundry room, so to speak, metaphorically, that type of thing. She's not literally going to put his food. I think it'd be hilarious.
I'm simply going to say I have too many appointments. I'm too busy, yeah. Which is plausible. And I'll say it sweetly. Yeah. I'm not going to be nasty. And I'll just simply, if he asks anything, I'll just simply say, I'm not a restaurant. You know, if we make a commit, I'll explain it like I'm talking to a two-year-old that needs remedial teaching.
And make sure you tell him that when you explain it. Say, I have to explain this to you like you're a toddler that needs this explained to you. You have to say that because he deserves it. That was a dickhead maneuver. He deserves it.
You'll
you
be back
say
to
that.
Cooking meals together.
Yeah. But you should be able to say something nasty, like, I'm going to explain this to you like you're some kind of child that doesn't understand life, and then hit him with it. And he deserves that chastisation. Is that the proper word, to be chastised, chastisation?
I don't know.
Yeah.
How do you say
we
it
can
up
make
this kind of work, God damn it?
We understand. We can create a glossary.
That's right. Yeah, you know, it could be my own... If it was my own dictionary, man, it would be full of errors. But, hey, whatever. I've never said I'm a master of any language on this planet.
Well,
never.
See, what you're doing, too, is you're setting a boundary. You're letting him know that is unacceptable. I will not allow you to come and do that again. Okay?
No.
Right.
That's
international
weird.
Shout out to Sophia in Sweden. International shout out to Sophia, right?
Yeah, really, Lisa. Dad, if you think about it,
Did you read the cards? I mean, did he get a better offer somewhere? He said he fell asleep. I think he was talking to friends on the phone. I think he,
no.
I was just.
He's a moody son of a bitch.
I think he is a moody son of a bitch.
Maybe he.
But also,
well,
I think that he did fall asleep. He's like smoking a lot of weed.
Perhaps he does actually have a vagina since you've never physically seen him naked. And he's menstruating right now.
Have you seen the equipment yet?
Maybe he's menstruating.
Well, you know, I kind of sort of have seen it and kind of sort of have felt it.
Well, there's no kind of sort of. Either you have or you have not, all right? There is no in between here. There is no either you have.
I'm on the witness stand.
Yes, exactly. Lisa, answer the question. You were under oath.
You got to acquit.
You have or you have not. You have sworn an oath.
Okay, this is what I'll tell you now.
Oh,
okay.
I'm not getting any yes or no answer, but that's okay. Right. Elaborate.
The court will
allow the witness to elaborate.
I have seen it, and I have felt it.
Oh, she has a penis sighting.
Was it like a little mouse in your hand?
No.
Now, first of all, what were the circumstances of the visual?
Yeah.
How did you
we were outside.
Were leaving themselves in nature?
And we were by ourselves, and he was, well, I don't know. I'll tell you.
Okay. You can tell them tomorrow. I understand. I might not have a need to know. We understand.
And
everybody here might not have a need to know.
And then I told him last night, I said, if you repeat what you did the other night, I said, I can't be held responsible because that really turns me on. And so, I don't know, we were just going like that last night. And then, you know, I said...
I think this is territory between you and Deb, it sounds like. She's trying to tiptoe around the subject. And it's personal, and I don't make anybody divulge personal stuff on the internet and live air. That's fine. If it's personal, you and Deb can talk about it. I shall be at work.
Well, and if it ever got on the air that it was too spicy, we can always delete the show.
But once it's on the internet, Deb, it's on. Don't even worry about that shit. Everybody knows that. You don't put stuff on the internet and delete it later. Too late, fuckface. It's already been on the internet.
Well, Lisa, I think the two of you apparently are making some great headway.
Hang on a second. I'm not through with this witness. I am not through with this witness, okay? She talked about the visual... And then she said there was some. Kind of contact where she felt something. You must elaborate on that now, because that was a different time than the visual, or was it the same time you had the visual encounter?
Okay, now I'm getting
confused. Remember, you are under oath.
I know. I have he rubs up. Oh, God, I don't want to do this on the air. I need
okay.
to do it with Deb privately.
That's fine.
Because it's
That's
so
fine. Right. The witness is excused.
You are excused.
The witness has been excused from the stand, and she did fine. We don't want to make anybody answer anything they don't have to. It should be a closed courtroom between you and Deb only. We understand. We understand. I understand. I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable.
I'm going to get with you.
Yeah.
As soon as I can in the morning.
I don't want to push it. I understand privacy and all that
yeah.
stuff. Yeah. We're on. Everybody's here judging. I don't care. She can save it for when you guys talk alone.
And you know, he did ask me. He did ask me in the kitchen. He said, "Can I? Is it okay if I go and eat this?" And I just put my hands in a position of sweeping him out of the house. I was pissed already at him. I was pissed because I had waited an hour. I was pissed because I made it really nice to the buffet. I made it really, really nice. I really made it very nice and tasty and different things. And then he did that.
I'm in an omelet forever.
I know.
We love omelets. Man, I wish I'd have been there. I love
no,
a damn
omelet. No, I posted the sourdough bread from the bakery. I put butter on it.
Sourdough bread from the bakery.
And then I made an omelet with a bunch of veggies in it. I just don't understand why he would do such behavior. I've never seen that. Was there some other better offer he got?
No,
there was no offer, right?
No.
You said it was more mood.
Mood. And
mood,
I think he got really high.
And maybe he
yeah.
just didn't really want to deal with anything like that. And he's like, just go. I was basically a go away right now type thing, and he didn't say it right? Right?
Catherine, I'll go with you. Everybody's talking about going out for an omelet.
Who wants a Western omelet? Everybody has their favorite Western. Yeah.
But I have to have English muffins with mine.
I don't give a shit about the bread, but if somebody's going to offer bread, I want the sourdough like Lisa has. I love sourdough. Sourdough is great. It is.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
But notice how she brings up avocados. You can tell where she's from.
Yeah.
I did not eat anything. I packaged it all up, put it away, and then I went and got ready, played my string of music that I play when I'm going to go outside and hopefully get lucky. I did get lucky today, but I went to some dive bars, and I had a good time. I was listening to music. I had a great time. I love being by myself. I love it. And then you talk to different people when you want to and how you want to and whenever you want to, and there's no problem. And I thought, I'm going to do this every day.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
You know, I used to like to stop at a couple places on the way home from work a lot of times to decompress, and it was always 90% were the same people. So it was like stopping and meeting friends that weren't at work. It was cool. There's nothing wrong with going out. It doesn't mean you're going out to do something bad all the time.
But that's okay if you do.
And if that person comes up that is the right person, then so be it, right?
Just don't be around a bunch of drunk guys.
Oh, no. You can
yeah.
choose the place. You know the place.
You know, it was a very...
You know where they are.
It was a very genteel crowd in the way of... I mean, they weren't fancy or anything, but everybody was really nice. Everybody was enjoying themselves. It was a good atmosphere. I knew the owner, and, you know, we were... It was just very friendly. Now, there were a couple of people there, guys, like, with guns on their hips and drinking beer, and I tried to stay shy of them, but that worked out fine. But no, it was I really, really enjoyed myself, and I'm looking at this other bar as I'm talking to you, and I'm thinking I'm going to go in there, poke my head, see what's going on in there, and just go on home afterwards, because I'm hungry. I haven't eaten at all. And that's
yeah.
okay. That's all right. I've got all my food there. I can heat it up, but he is
sure.
not going to have nothing. He can knock worst at the door all he wants. I'm not answering it.
Okay.
I like it.
We're going to hold you to it.
That's right. You are under oath. You said it. Let it be said. Let it be written.
And then I'll throw the chicken out into the middle of the laundry room, and I'll say, oops, sorry.
Hey,
no,
how did you cook?
I won't.
How did you cook the chicken?
No, see, we went to the grocery store yesterday, and he said, let's go Happy's on this some of the stuff that we got. And one of the happies that we went in on was the chicken. And last night I made Asian salad, you know, with some of the chicken. And we just do things, you know. Now he was my sous chef, and he's helping me cook, and it came out really good. I was surprised because we really had to modify the recipe. He just pulled that on me at the last second. You know, I didn't deliberately buy all the ingredients, but the way we put it together, it really came out great.
Oh,
and so,
good.
I mean, we've just been, you know, it's just been feeling so family, like Deb says. Yeah, my grandson went back, and he makes plans with the future. He keeps telling me we're going to do this, we're going to do that, blah, blah, blah. Fuck you, fuckhead. You're out.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't believe you. Because of what I see in these cards, I think you're hurt and you're mad right now.
Yeah.
I think he's hurt. He's hurt. If you guys could focus on the moment where something like this is happening, discuss it, and move on smartly from there, I think you'd make a lot more progress.
I just caught that.
Where was your grandson in all of this?
I'm going to talk to you tomorrow, Dad.
Okay. Okay.
And then I'll fill you in on
you the last sentence I typed.
No.
All the gritty details of my wonderful life.
I can't wait. And we do have a really good session when we get together. So, yeah.
I know we do. I love you both so much.
I love you too. And we appreciate you too. I mean, this takes a lot.
Everybody fucking loves everybody around here. That's what we do. We like it. That's what we do. Love every fucking buddy. That's what we do.
Hey, Jimbo, I think someone was saying that in one of the bars that I was in this earlier today.
Oh, you know what? Drunk people love everybody.
Well,
you notice that?
Yeah.
Oh, I love you. When you're everybody's drunk. Well, it's one reaction out there. People get drunk and they love everybody, or some people get drunk and get ornery and hate everybody, want to fight everybody. But
well, I was worried about that guy with a big old gut on his hip.
That's a whole different ball game.
You're in the old West out there.
Yeah, it's different laws everywhere. You couldn't do that here. You're not supposed to be.
You know, but a lot of people don't.
You can't take your gun into a bar and drink with it.
No, you're not.
No,
not here in Virginia. In Virginia.
Oh yeah.
It's really stupid. It's really stupid. Yeah, a person is asking for it.
It's
when
dumb.
They're out drinking.
Even if it was allowed, I would never ever do that. Even if it was allowed, go to a place.
I know.
Alcohol will make you do things you wouldn't regret for the rest of your life.
Or for somebody to come up behind
or,
you.
Or whatever. You just don't take that thing into that kind of environment ever, ever, ever. I would never do that.
Oh,
even if it was
legal.
That's not legal. That's not legal here, but I would never do it even if it was.
Well,
bad news.
We'll talk tomorrow for sure. I promise you're first on my list.
She promises.
I'll have my morning coffee
Your
with you.
Your kiss is on her list. Your kiss is on my list. It's all notes, right?
Yeah.
When I turn out the lights. All right. Well, thank you so very much, Lisa.
Thank you.
And you guys can have some more in-depth talks. See, that's when you got a private reading, folks. They're going to talk about some shit. Yep, there's a new buddy. None of us will be privy to it.
The vault.
It is a need to know. You have to have a proper security clearance and the need to know.
We're
going
to burn up the phone wires.
They are. They're going to be smoking hot, boy. Woo, doggy.
And I've been even threatened by boyfriends and husbands over the years.
Well, you went.
Who would get a hold of me. They would call me on my phone and say, tell me what you told my wife or my girlfriend. You better tell me right now, and I'd say, you don't have a need to know.
That's right, need to know.
Oh, wow.
But, that's, yeah.
Yeah, so they would get, you know, really crazy.
Crazy, but that's how it
goes. Yeah, there was a gang, I think, where were they from?
Millions of people.
Dakotas. There was a gang threatening to come here and kill me, or at least rough me up.
Oh, my God.
Well, from where?
Oh,
from the Dakotas.
Was it the frickin' Sioux Nation? Was it the frickin' Sioux Indian tribe?
Was
it like Crazy Horse coming out here to take you out?
The king's girlfriend had paid for a reading from me, and she wanted to know if she could get, and I forget the name of the race car driver's name, but she wondered if she could ever get his attention. And
oh, dear God.
That's a weird question. question.
Well, it was like a fantasy question.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that's easy. Can I ever get, can I get Joe Biden to lick my butt? Was that what the question was? I mean, why would you even waste your time on a reading to ask a question like that when it's your time?
Joe will play with your boobs.
I'm just saying in general. It seems like, see, I got a 30-minute question here, so I'm going to ask the most dumb-ass questions I could think of during the 30 minutes I paid for.
I played into her fantasy.
But, I mean, it's her reading, right?
He got into her computer, got a hold of the reading, and he got a hold of me. Well, Daryl was
working
then. In fact, it was early in our marriage, I think. And he threatened, he said, we're coming. The game is coming, and we're going to get you. But back in those days, people didn't know where you were. You know, now you can trace everybody's address.
It wasn't as easy to find somebody.
Yeah, and Daryl said, don't worry about it. Just don't read for her
anymore. Just cut off all communications forever.
And that's what I did. So she probably got pistol whipped a little. I don't know.
Hey, it ain't your problem, man. You didn't choose that life.
Wow.
All right, Lisa. Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
I cannot wait for the day, and the day
Rachel
is going to come.
Yeah.
Eventually, somebody's going to call, because all I look at is the 520 area code. I don't memorize your guys' number. I can't memorize shit. So somebody's going to call with a 520 area code and get on the line, and I'm going to say, oh, Lisa, and it's not going to be Lisa. And they're going to be like, what the hell are you doing? I'm a brand new caller. Who are you? Why are you singing the old Lisa? They're going to be all bizarred out.
There have been times, what did I say? Hello there, somebody.
Yes,
yeah.
They're like, huh?
Yeah.
And, you know, that old Lisa reminds me of the old black and white Lucy, I Love Lucy shows when he'd come home.
Oh, Lucy.
Oh, Lucy, I'm home.
Lucy.
Jesse would come home. Oh, Lucy, I'm home. Yep.
I love those shows.
He was a junior, wasn't he?
Yeah. No,
Oh, see, I don't remember.
Yeah, they had a son.
Okay, all right, gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love those shows. I have them on my Instagram. I love those shows. God, I love them. They give little snippets.
It was so funny.
You know,
it was good stuff. And nobody had to say MF.
Or
nobody had to swear.
Anything,
nobody
no.
had to have CGI graphics with people gutting somebody.
I was just going to say, those were the best written things.
It was all about the actors and the script. It didn't need all the other bullshit to go with it. You know, it was good stuff.
She would do hijinks to get herself out of tough spots, you know, with him. And then I like the Honeymooners. I get all that stuff on my Instagram. I love all that stuff. That old-time, tiny
Someday
comedy.
Wow, right to the moon.
It's so funny. It's so funny. And Stanley and Holly and Stanley, where they hold up the boiling shoe and they say, it's time for dinner.
I loved Laurel and Hardy. Was probably one of my favorite ones as a kid. Laurel and Hardy. I love those. Mom, Pop, Kettle were good.
Yeah.
Laurel and Hardy weren't movies like Mom. Laurel and Hardy were like 30-minute shows. And they were hilarious.
And Mom was such a bitch.
Yep.
Remember?
Yeah.
He'd be out there smoking his pipe.
Well, she was the lucid one. She was the lucid one, basically running the whole family.
Weren't there like 12 kids?
Oh, they had 1,000 kids. Yeah. Yeah. She was the lucid one that could run the whole family and everything. He was like, huh?
Yeah.
Huh? And he had that big horny pussy here, wasn't it?
Yes, he did.
He had that big old horny because he couldn't hear shit. Yeah. Oh, all right. It was good stuff. All right, Deb.
All right, everybody. We're going to have to call it a night.
I think we must say au revoir.
Yeah, I have to call my mother in Minnesota.
And
so.
Tomorrow's Monday, and I got to go to work.
Yay!
Yeah, so get your ass out.
That's right. I got gas on the way to work, so I got a whole bunch of other things I have to plan for. So isn't life just a series of
grand
hurdles? Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Love you and talk to you tomorrow.
Love you.
All right.
Bye. Because everybody fucking loves everybody here. Remember, that's what we do. All right, folks. Folks that we didn't get to, we are sorry. We went over our 60-minute spot. We tried to run over. But you know what?
Yeah.
What about tomorrow? What is tomorrow, Deb?
Tomorrow is Monday.
And? What show is that?
That would be News for the Soul.
Which is a whole different ballgame. Make sure you pay attention.
It's at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Hour earlier.
And for you blog talkers, don't go looking for Psychic Love Doctor show. You might get a search hit that looks for News for the Soul at 6 p.m. Eastern time. That's where you'll see us. Different phone number.
Well, it's going to be.
Different number.
Yeah. She's on Blog Talk too. It'll.
That's what I was talking to Blog. That's what I meant, the Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Deb's gonna do her Facebook post, so you guys will be informed of that. You Facebookers,
that's
right?
Actually very good, Catherine. Huh?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have that up.
Oh, she's going cleaning tomorrow. That's pretty good.
Okay.
$25 an hour.
Yeah. Well, and she's
My ex-daughter-in-law does her own cleaning business here locally.
Excuse me. I had the combination.
She says she could make a lot more money when these men will proposition her and ask her if she cleaned topless.
But then you can't do that by yourself because you could get in a lot of trouble.
For what?
She could get physically assaulted is what I'm saying. That's a risk. That she could make money, but then you open a door of somebody could really be a serial killer almost, basically. So she can't do that.
Well, yeah, she probably need a bodyguard.
And then guy's got to get money, and there goes the money you were making. Yeah.
Everybody has to get money.
Mm-hmm.
Money, money, money.
Hey, you know what? Food isn't free. Room and board isn't free. Shit's got to, you gotta keep, we got to have internet and power, right? Internet power. Got to have a roof overhead that doesn't freaking leak, so that's good, you know? Our dogs need to eat. They eat a lot of food.
Catherine,
dogs eat food.
That's great. Yeah. She used to run her own cleaning business, but it just got really hard on her. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of physical work, depending on if you're, like, do all kinds of cleaning or if you just do it, just basic stuff. Yeah, if you go all out, which they have to usually, that's hands and knees, up and down. Yeah, your joints are going to start taking a toll after a few years.
Hey, that's
ain't
got to
tell her, though.
Yeah.
I think our blog talkers have realized we are wrapping it up. They're starting
We're wrapping it up.
All right, so let's go with this since I already used the
good night, sweet time, and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream comes true. And now till we meet again.
I will not do it, Jeff.